This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today we're speaking with Dr. Daria Hamra. He is a top double board certified oral and maxillofacial and facial cosmetic surgeon in the United States. And Dr. Hamra, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me, Eric. Pleasure to be here.
And our pleasure to have you as well, and really do appreciate your time and coming out to be with us. So for starters, what procedures have people been getting most during the pandemic? I'm sure that would be interesting to hear what the trends are right now.
Well, as you already mentioned, I'm a facial cosmetic and reconstructive surgeon. So my forte is anything above the shoulders related to the head and neck, whether it's reconstructive or cosmetic in nature. And But one of the things that has changed during the pandemic is this huge demand of patients trying to look their better version, since they're constantly now have the opportunity to evaluate and assess themselves on FaceTime or Zoom calls, where they have more opportunity to look at themselves. And the more you look, the more you will find, as we all know. So they start picking up things that have or had gotten unnoticed this time before the pandemic. You know, one of the main issues that people have is their double chin. Now that double chin and the fat in the neck, obviously it's also compounded by the fact that, you know, people are or had been sitting home a lot during the pandemic, not going outside or not being able to continue their normal activities, whether it is just to commute to work and then walk around their office, or go to the mall, walk through stores, or go to their favorite gym. So all of those things they haven't been able to do. So most of them are sitting home and doing everything from home. And obviously that coupled with slight depressive state due to the pandemic. You know, we all know what happens when we're slightly depressed. We start eating more. And actually, the wine and alcohol consumption has gone up, and that has a lot of calories. So all these factors have compounded and gotten to the point where people are gaining weight. Of course, they see it first in their face as they're on FaceTime or Zoom calls. And so double chin, fat neck, and chubby cheeks, those are the main complaints during the pandemic, which have led me to develop a combination of procedures that slim all those things down, from removing the fat to tightening the skin.
I certainly appreciate your feedback on that, and no surprise there, and some interesting details as well. Now, what new types of technology have you been using these days that is really changing the game, if you will?
That's a great question. And like any field, any profession, we highly rely on new technologies. And, the main goal of whatever that is that we do is to minimize downtime, minimize complications, shorten treatment time, and, of course, deliver the best and most natural results. So with these goals in mind, we look for technologies that can aid us deliver with these demands that not only we as surgeons have, but also our patients, especially here being in the Washington, D.C. area where, you know, most people are, somehow whether they're either entrepreneurs or working for a company or working for the government, working with the government. Bottom line, it's a fast-paced environment. People are very busy, so they can't afford a week or 2 week downtime. Ideally, they want to be able to recover over the weekend, and ideally, they don't want anyone to know that they had anything done. So with those demands, we try to look for technologies that help us deliver. So one of the recent technologies that have been developed in the past year, and which is amazing as to not only the ease of use, reproducibility, meaning anybody that is trained to use them can actually reproduce fantastic and persistent and consistent results. and also with minimal downtime. So that technology uses radio frequency energy, which is nothing but heat that can be adjusted and regulated through a computer that is attached to a device. And that device is essentially a probe, a bipolar probe, meaning it's a probe that has two ends. One end goes underneath the skin, and the other end is on top of the skin. And these two probes, they deliver radio frequency energy, meaning heat. So imagine you have sandwiched the skin and the fat between the two probes, and you expose the tissues to heat, which will make the tissues shrink. Imagine like you put a steak on a grill or a burger on a grill, you see it shrink. That's because of heat. So the same concept you apply to the skin and the fat, it tightens the skin and it's absolutely painless, because before you do that, obviously you inject some numbing medicine, numbing solution underneath the skin. So this is done even awake under local anesthesia. It takes like 15 minutes, and the recovery is just like 1 or 2 days, and you see the results immediately. And then with the time, the results actually continuously improve over the following 2 to 4 months. So this is called a skin tightening, which we can use in the body or anywhere in the face.
Certainly do appreciate the thorough input there. That is most appreciated and most helpful as well. Now, also with your charity foundation, tell us about that a little further, and why is it that you're providing services to kids in Colombia, and why is that so important to you?
Yeah, thanks for asking that question. Obviously, it's a topic that's very near and dear to me, as it is, has to do with my why, you know, why I'm in this profession and how everything started, and what my purpose is, I guess, in this world. And primarily my purpose is to give my patients their self-esteem and confidence back. And so with that goal in mind, this foundation was created when a friend of mine who was a former chief resident of mine in Chicago, who called me one day and asked me if I'm willing to partner up with him to help children in South America. And one of the reasons why I went to South America, because he is actually from Colombia. And so so he had connections there. And so he asked me to partner up with him to create a foundation to help children in need that were born with facial deformities, with birth defects, like cleft lip or cleft palate, you know, missing ears, or facial asymmetries, or craniofacial or jaw asymmetries and deficiencies, to help those children who, a lot of them need intervention, immediate surgical intervention from the day they were born, or else they can't survive. For me, it was, it took me not longer than a second to say yes, and that was how everything started about 6 years ago now. We're going into 7 years now. And so we basically go every year to South America, and within a week try to see as many patients as we can and do as many surgeries as we can with two other colleagues, one in Colombia and one from here, from the U.S. also. And we just go there and literally operate from 7:30 in the morning till midnight, just because we try to do as much as we can. And so that gives everything I do a purpose, and also we try to obviously inspire students and other doctors to join us on our mission, and hopefully they will be one day spearheading their own foundations and basically spreading this, I guess, giving back around the world.
That certainly is motivating and inspiring to hear what you're doing through your charity foundation there for the kids in Colombia. Excellent. And again, we thank you for what you're doing in those regards. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Daria Hamra. He is a top double board certified oral and maxillofacial and facial cosmetic surgeon in the United States. And he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Plastic Surgery Information Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, what tips can you give people when selecting a facial cosmetic surgeon? I'm sure listeners would appreciate your feedback there.
Well, look, the face is a very complex area, even though it might not comprise much of our body, but within the being a small part of our body, it is very complex because there's a lot of nerve structures, a lot of muscles, and a lot of nuances when it comes to the anatomy and the aging of the face. So with that, you know, every facial surgeon has their own specific pet peeve and forte when it comes to the face. For example, one is particularly proficient at doing nose surgeries. Another one is particularly proficient at doing facelifts. One is an expert in eyelid surgery. And very few are experts in all. But, you know, of course, we've all trained to address all of the issues. So I always, let's say a family member out in California on the other side of the country calls me and says, hey, the same question that you asked me, I always tell them, seek out the best within that particular surgery that you're looking for. Get at least three different opinions and use your own common sense to judge who would be the better surgeon for you. Because it's not just the surgical abilities, it's everything around it. It's the entire practice. When a patient comes to me, they have to enjoy not just my expertise or appreciate my expertise, but they have to like my staff, the environment. They have to feel welcomed. Basically, they're being treated like VIPs. And as a patient, you want to get that feeling. And that feeling is also mutual. And there's a lot of times where I see a patient and they might not be a good candidate for that particular procedure. And so a lot of it has to do also with education. So also look for a doctor that takes the time, that is willing to educate and guide you, and not just necessarily someone where you land on the operating table and they just start doing a procedure that might not be in your best interest. So do your research. And thanks to internet, social media, YouTube, it's very has become very easy to obtain information. And that's why I'm always available to patients from all over the world, even just for a Q&A, for advice. People DM me all the time on my Instagram, on TikTok, on Facebook. And I'm always glad to give advice, even though I might never see that particular patient. So, look for someone that really truly cares about your problem and is a good listener.
Yeah, that listening aspect is so important. Really do appreciate your feedback in those regards. That is a big helper. Lastly, what else do you have planned for 2021? Anything that you'd like to make our listeners aware of?
Well, just stay healthy, guys. I mean, it's not just about the looks. It's, you know, the looks, main part of whatever you see from the outside comes from the inside, meaning reduce your stress, hydrate yourself, eat well, eat healthy. And those are the main things, because unless you do those things, nothing really matters. For example, I have patients that are still smoking and they come to me for a facelift, or they're having poor nutrition. So all of those things will also affect your healing. So the most important thing is your health, which includes nutrition, hydration, reduced stress, and just help others just like you like to be helped, because that's the true secret to success and well-being. And everything else comes secondary. So I just wanted people to remind that within the context of our conversation here.
Well, I thank you for that and those concluding remarks. That is most appreciated. If listeners wanted to connect with you or to get more information on yourself or your practice, where is the best place to get further information?
Online, my website, www.novasurgicare.com, or on my Instagram handle, at Dr. Hamrah, DRHAMRAH, or at Mission Alegria. Alegria, Alegria, which in Spanish means joy. At Mission Alegria, and those are the areas that you can get in touch with me. And looking forward to speaking to you guys and seeing you guys as well.
And of course, we certainly appreciate that, and we'll leave links within the show notes of this broadcast to further help as well. Again, Dr. Hamrah, all the best. Thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio.
My pleasure, Eric. Thanks for having me. I truly enjoyed the conversation.
And you're more than welcome, and I did as well. We've been speaking with Dr. Daria Hamra. He is a top double board certified oral and maxillofacial and facial cosmetic surgeon in the United States. And for further details, visit HamraAesthetics.com or AlegriaFoundation.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.